Fox Markets podcast with Justin Wake.
And joining me for the last day in the week is a Friday. I miss you over the weekend, Zach.
I miss you every day.
Okay.
It's that, you know, gap between 8:30 and the next 8:30. But yeah. Anyway,
three stocks in 3 minutes that are moving on news. But you've read some breaking news here, haven't you, on Gulf Keystone, is that right?
Well, yes, just that the rumours are that it's going to get a $300 million takeover from Norway's DNO, which is probably about $2.7 billion less than you would have the shareholders would have wanted. But you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know, beggars can't be choosers, I suppose.
Yeah,
all right.
That sort of thing, yes.
Right, Iron Ridge Resources, IRR, announced a maiden, this is massive, 54.9 million ton JORC compliant bauxite mineral resource at its place in Queensland, Australia there. So IIR, they're up today.
Well, I have to say, this has been a perfect combination between the two of us.
Yeah. Is it?
Listen, I mean, you know, you spotted it. There was a gap on the chart around 6, 7p. I said 12p is the initial target. It's gone to 18p now, so it's over-delivered. Resistance at 18p, there's a line from February going through that level. I think that's probably it, but if we break 18p, the next level is 24, so something to look out for. But I mean, from 8p or 7p to where we are now, I think everybody would be happy.
Yeah, wow, that's gone from under what, 3p up to that level in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was that, if you see, there was that gap on the chart just on, you know, just like a last week or a couple of weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
It's still unfilled there through 6p, something like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that was the signal, and away we go.
That's been a 5-bagger in July. That's amazing. All right, next, Tlou Energy, TLOU, operational report for the quarter. They said they've had positive discussions with potential strategic partners and are confident that they're going to strike up a good strategic relationship with one of these partners as regards their, you know, coal to bed methane projects. So Tlou, TLOU.
Coal to bed methane.
Yeah, coal bed methane, yes, CBM it's called, yes.
Right, okay.
Going to be massive, Botswana, going to be massive out there. They're lacking electricity out there. They're using most diesel-powered. It's going to be huge there. If it all goes to plan, Tlou, it will be huge, you know? Anyway.
Right, well, I don't need any of that because I look at the chart and I see that the beginning of July there was the rocket launcher formation, which was a gap through the 50-day moving average, which I think you can see the gap is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a rising trend channel from May. The floor of the channel is around the 5.5 pence level. So while above that, I'm looking for a 9 pence target, which is a line of resistance you can draw from the end of April or beginning of May through the July high. And that goes into a potential September target around 9 pence.
Yeah, wow. Do you know what? They're up this morning. Now talking, they're down. So anyway, next one is Westminster Group, WSG. In a trading update, they say expect trading for 6 months to June 2016 will be much improved on the previous year. So that's always nice to read that, isn't it? Much improved in a performance. WSG, what do you reckon, Zach?
Right. Rising trend channel from beginning of April. There was that little dance side to side of the 200-day moving average at the beginning of July. Basically a bull flag. Currently support towards the 20-day average, 18¾ pence above that. Best case scenario target over the next couple of months, as high as 34 pence, which is the top of that channel. But it looks like we're in the run-up to a golden cross between the 50 and 200-day moving averages, which is always, well, normally a good sign.
Yeah, marvellous. Zach, have a nice weekend.
So three great strokes.
Okay, and stay away from those clubs, all right, that you visit.
I will.
All right.
Yes, I will, yes.
The Fox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.